We've had testimony, the dash threes and fours. The dash ones were offered a long time ago, and they were fixing a part of the original bill dealing with voluntary layoffs. The dash twos, for those of you who have not had a chance to go over them, speak to in a case of when a person is has to leave work voluntarily due to reasons of domestic violence. Very similar to a bill that we passed and has passed the House and seems to have stalled in the Senate.
Actually, Mr. Chair, I believe it's almost word for word, and glad to see Representative Lowe's idea keeping alive and well and working.
I believe it's Representative Minnis' idea this time.
Both of them.
So we will close the public hearing on House Bill 2238 and open a work session on House Bill 2238.
Chair, I'll move I move the dash one amendments to House Bill 2238.
Well, I think we have to do them one at a time. Representative Knope moves the dash one amendments into House Bill 2238. Is there discussion on the motion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the dash two, which were the Knope amendment, actually.
Oh, Representative Knope moves dash two, which were the Knope amendments.
Because he was a co-sponsor of the original bill.
I apologize about that.
Mr. Knope would like to take credit for it.
So. Okay.
And who were the sponsors of the original bill?
Representative Knope moves the dash two amendments in House Bill 2238. Discussion on the motion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair, I'll move the dash three amendments to House Bill 2238.
Representative Knope moves the dash three amendments into House Bill 2238. Discussion, Representative Gardner.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to object to the dash three amendments because I believe we have the possibility of some federal conformity issues. We don't have any letter from the department stating that it's expressly not covered or that it's expressly within federal law, and we'll object.
Okay. Further discussion on the motion to move the dash three amendments. Fran, will you call a roll on this one in reverse order, please?
Chair Beyer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Gardner?
No.
Vice Chair Knope?
Aye.
Representative Lundquist?
Aye.
Representative Morissette?
No.
Representative Thompson, excuse.
Yes.
Representative Atkinson?
Aye.
Having received the required number of votes, the dash three amendments are adopted. We have one left. Representative Knope, would you like to...
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'll move the dash four amendments to House Bill 2238.
Representative Knope moves the dash four amendments into House Bill 2238. Discussion on the motion. Representative Gardner.
Mr. Chair, again, I will object because I believe this does directly deal with a temporary employment agencies and temporary employment agencies, as the testimony was given earlier, are mostly dealt with as employees and don't feel as appropriate.
Well noted. Further discussion? Clerk will call a roll. Again, in reverse order.
Chair Beyer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Gardner?
No.
Vice Chair Knope?
Aye.
Representative Lundquist?
Aye.
Representative Morissette?
No.
Representative Atkinson?
Aye.
The dash four amendments were moved into House Bill 2238. We now have an amended bill.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 2238 as amended to the floor to be passed. Recommendation.
Representative Knope moves House Bill 2238 as amended to the floor of the House with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Representative Gardner.
Mr. Chair, I'm just simply going to say that, while I am supportive of the vast majority of the bill, including the dash one and dash two amendments, I'll be voting no today because of the dash three and the dash four.
So noted. For the discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'd like to thank Representative Gardner for supporting the Knope amendments to the bill. And considering that we have a dash three and a dash four proposed by Representative Mannix, I think we'll let Representative Mannix carry this bill.
I think that would be completely appropriate to let Representative Mannix carry this bill. Representative Morissette.
I will be voting against the bill today, but if we receive verification by the time it reaches the floor, I would support it.
So noted. For the discussion, thank you very much, committee members, for the good work on this bill, taking the time to study the issues. I realize the amendments, the last amendment arrives at the 11th hour is will happen probably more frequently as the session goes on, as those of you who have been here before know that's the way the system works. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Representative Gardner?
No.
Representative Canope?
Aye.
Representative Lundquist?
Aye.
Representative Morissette?
No.
Representative Atkinson?
Aye.
Chair Byer?
Aye. Having received the required number of votes, House Bill 2238, as amended, goes before with a due pass recommendation, and Representative Mannix will be the carrier of the bill.
That's where
all right, members, we now have a scheduled for, we've had a public hearing on all these bills already. My understanding is that each one of these bills has amendments that are still in the process and have not got here yet. I have talked with the chairman of the Rules Committee. He has agreed to take these bills into the Rules Committee, and they could be allowed a little more time to work on those amendments and try to address the concerns and come to consensus on these bills. So that will open a work session on House Bill 2830. Representative Gardner, do you have a statement you'd like to make about this bill?
Just simply my extreme concerns about this bill, and that, you know, I believe on this one, I know it's just to keep it alive, but I feel it's a dangerous bill, it's dangerous to workers. I have some objections to sending it to rules, so we may just only on the one.
Thank you. Representative Morissette.
Well, I too will vote against this bill, against sending it on, because I don't believe it's a good bill in terms of inspections, and I think it causes some irregularities, will cause some irregularities in scheduling inspections of employers. So I would vote against it for that reason.
I'd like to just point out for the record that the reason we want to move this bill to rules is because there are amendments ready on the bill, but the sponsor of the bill is still trying to work with the people in opposition of the bill to see if they can come to some mutual agreement. You know, so to give him time to do that, that's why I, you know, let the process work. So I want to move this bill to rules rather than pass out something now. So hopefully there'll be a bill that everyone can support by the time it's done. I can't guarantee that will happen, but that's my hope. So I would entertain a motion to move House Bill 2830 to the floor with a subsequent referral to the Committee on Rules.
Mr. Chair, I will move that we move House Bill 2830 to the floor with a subsequent referral to rules.
Is that the correct motion, Mr. Bell?
Mr. Chairman, that will be as soon as I know if that motion was with or without recommendation on passage.
With recommendation.
I would prefer the motion to be without a recommendation.
Without recommendation. Like I said.
Yeah. Discussion on the motion?
Well, one more time. I think it's a bad bill that cannot be made better, so I will vote no.
So noted. We can go by it. We have two objections to the motion. Any other objections? Seeing none, motion carries. We will close the work session on House Bill 2830 and open the work session on House Bill 3055. Same issue here. The sponsor of the bill is still working on trying to get consensus among the interested parties, so I would also like to move this bill to the Rules Committee.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 3055 to the floor without recommendation as a passage, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules, Elections, and Public Affairs.
Thank you. Representative Knope moves the bill to the Committee on Rules. The discussion on the motion. Objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Close the work session on House Bill 3055. Open work session on House Bill 3288. Mr. Putman, before we do that with this bill, you told me yesterday that the sponsor of the bill
The interested parties in this bill have told me that they believe they have reached a non-legislative solution to the problem. The Oregon Health Sciences University has asked that I distribute a paper which basically explains that their employees have more options than just the U of O for their treatment. But other than that, what I perceive is both sides of this argument have told me that they believe they can reach a solution.
Without a bill?
Without a bill.
Okay. Having heard that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 3288. And we will now open a work session on House Bill 2401. This bill was put on the agenda because, as you know, Representative Lundquist was not on the committee when we were working this issue, but let's remember the issue. And OSHA has promulgated rules and to deal with this issue. I just received notice yesterday that the rules have, in fact, I think, come into effect today. Is that right? Mrs. Lucas still here? Okay. I believe the rules are going into effect as of either today or tomorrow. I don't remember it. But anyway, they are done. We put it on the agenda because I didn't anticipate them being done that soon, but I would still like to move both 2401 and 2403 to rules just to make sure that we can get the objectives that we had hoped to with this process. So with that, I would entertain a motion to move House Bill 2401. I believe the work session will open to rules.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 2401 to the floor. That recommendation is a passage, and the bill will be referred to the Committee on Rules.
President Snow moves the bill to be moved to rules. Any objections to the motion? Hearing none, so ordered. Open work session, open work session, and House Bill 2403. Same issues, same combined.
Same story, different bill.
There you go. Representative Kittle.
Chair, I move House Bill 2403 to the floor without recommendation as a passage and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules, Elections, and Public Affairs.
Representative Knope has moved the bill be moved without recommendation. Objections? None. So ordered. Close the work session. Open session on House Bill 2332. Wait. Maybe this bill.
Okay.
All right. This bill, do we have people who were interested in this bill? It will not. We will not see it again in this form. I will guarantee you that. I've discussed it with you. Okay. President Knope, would you like to Give us your recital again?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2332.
Yes.
The floor without recommendation as a passage, and the bill be referred to the House Committee on Rules, Elections, and Public Affairs.
Representative Knope moves House Bill 2332 be moved to the Rules Committee. Any discussion, objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Close work session. Open a work session on House Bill 3115. Once again, we've heard this bill. The sides are talking still, but we want to have this vehicle alive so that in case something is needed, we have that option.
Chair, I'll move House Bill 3115 to the floor without recommendation as the passage, and the bill be referred to the House Committee on Rules, Elections, and Public Affairs.
Representative Knope, move House Bill 3115. Discussion, objections, seeing none, so ordered. Close the work session on 3115. Is there anything else that should come before the committee? Thank you very much. Monday we will start Senate bills. Thank you very much. We adjourn.